Nobody believes a rumor in Washington until it is officially denied. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Nobody believes a rumor in Washington until it is officially denied. Now, that seems to be a strange statement, but why is it that nobody believes a rumor until it's officially denied? Well, in Washington, D.C., it is the hotbed of ideas and thoughts and dreams and desires and wishes and what have you. And everybody's out promoting their little dream, desire, wish, thought, or whatever. And these are floating around like pollen in the breeze. Oftentimes you don't even know where they came from. You don't know where they're going. You don't know what sort of effect they're going to have on whoever ingests that pollen, but it's there. And it's usually quite hidden. And so, when one has a desire, they go around saying, Congress has just offered $50 million for my new program for raising chickens. And I'm going to raise chickens without the egg. I'm going to have them cloned directly from the concept to the chicken. And Congress has already agreed to spend $50 million on the project. And the project goes into effect immediately. And of course, you go around telling this and telling this and telling this. Now, the congressman never heard about the project. Nobody else ever heard about the project. But little by little, the project takes birth. And somebody puts feet under it, and they put ideas under it, and they put paperwork under it, and they send it to Congress, and the congressmen already say, well, I guess we've already approved of that one. And so then they approve it, and it goes through because somebody has had the magic of understanding how things go in Washington and in the rest of the world, too. Nobody believes a rumor in Washington until it's officially denied. Well, I would say that there are thousands, maybe more, of beautiful concepts that come, and let's take the word beautiful away. I would say there's thousands and maybe more concepts that come before the Congress that are treated in just this way, and that are given birth in just this way. And that because the congressmen feel that it's already been given approval by certain committees or certain this or that, who have never seen it, they believe that it is so, and so it is. Well, this is how we are with our thoughts, and this is how we are with our attitudes of mind, and this is how we are as we are thinkers. We put thoughts in motion. We put all the feet underneath them. We put the paperwork in motion about them. We put the confidence that we have in it about it. We cannot conceive that someone would not understand it or believe it or back it. We cannot even conceive that it's a possibility. And so the project goes through. I would say that 99% of the projects of the human mind go through in just that way, because most of them have no validity in reality. You take the Big Bang Theory, and there's nothing to prove that that would be the way it is, or that could be the way it is, but there's nothing to prove that it couldn't. And people of high repute, people of high esteem in the scientific field, have given their apparatum their approval of it, and in doing so, all the countryside thinks, wow, and National Geographic does a great big multicolored spread on it with multicolored details, things that the scientists perhaps hadn't even dreamed about. But because it came out that way on their computer, came out that way in their printing, lo and behold, the scientists said, yeah, that's what I had in mind, you know. And this is how dreams come about. Dream your dream. Don't worry about whether your dream has any validity or not. Just if it is your dream and if it's what appeals to you and delights you, go for it. Because nobody believes a rumor in Washington until it is officially denied. And don't let it be denied. You stand behind your dreams and watch how your dreams come true when you act as though they are. You believe that they are already done, and you believe they've already had the approval by Congress, the approval by everybody else, but most especially by you. Yes, nobody believes a rumor in Washington until it's officially denied. Isn't it wonderful how thought works? Think about it. What's your latest thought? Give it some power, give it some direction, and watch it take place. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.